Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Done, Matt Rock. This, of course, Maroon 5, in honor of the halftime show. Now, they couldn't get anybody to hang out with them, but eventually they did find some others to join in. A lot of people who are boycotting the NFL did not want to be a part of the halftime entertainment. So whatever on that, I don't care. I like Maroon 5, and I have a gigantic crush on Adam Levine. So does Rock, though. Rock got me on.
And so does my wife.
All right.
So you guys can all go to the next time they're in town, go to the concert.
Very nice.
Keep me out of
nice.
It.
No, you can come.
No, I went. I've had enough.
Oh, you have
once
been.
Was enough.
And you didn't fall for the snake tattoo on his arm?
He's kind of cute, but
yeah.
No, I didn't. It was okay.
Yeah, for me, it was song Sunday Morning has been one of my favorite songs since I was like 15.
Oh,
it's
really?
Still, it's still up there. It's a fantastic song.
Yeah. He is good. I mean, you guys can rip on him. He might be a little weird. Most artists are.
I think his career is pretty dynamic.
Yes.
And
he
what
can
he's
do
done,
anything.
Yeah.
And he, if you've ever heard him do, like, he's good at impressions. He's good. I mean, he's good at everything. And he and Blake Shelton are spectacular on The Voice.
They are.
Anybody else can leave. I don't care.
They're interchangeable parts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not those two, though. Those two are
staples. Really good together.
Yeah. So, anywho, let's dive into, I want to talk some more baseball in a bit, but first you wanted to talk about.
Earlier today, Frank had Bob Frederick on, Frederick Roofing, for a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. It's Frederick Roofing. I know that because when I was right out of college and doing my first job, was it technically my first? Actually, it might have technically been my second job. But I was back in St. Louis as my first job. Did not go like it. Let me start over.
Go ahead.
First job was women's pro softball. Oh. Summer out of college.
All right.
Second
pro softball. What does that mean exactly?
They paid him money to play.
All right.
The second job was that fall, voice of the Monmouth Fighting Scots.
Okay.
In Monmouth, Illinois.
Scots. What's a Scot?
From somebody from Scotland.
Okay.
Like me. I'm a Scot.
All right.
Yeah.
So you were all about it. That's why they gave you the job.
I think so.
You showed them your
no
heritage.
Talent. Hey,
you
he's
went
Scottish.
To
come on, babe.
Ancestry.com
right.
And said,
that's
hey,
right.
Hire me.
We didn't even have .coms then. Relax. They didn't have basketball. They didn't do basketball because the radio station was a daytime station. And I said, well, I'm not here to be a DJ. I'm going back home.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back home and then started doing DeSmet football and basketball. Anyway, had to get sponsors to make money. Now, that's something that hasn't changed over the years.
Yeah.
And so Bob Frederick played for the DeSmet Spartans. I went to talk to his father, Gene Frederick, at Frederick Roofing, still right down at Manchester's at Hanley, Rock, Manchester and Hanley. And I'm just some dopey, long-haired kid. Mr. Frederick gave me all the time I needed to make my little presentation. Gene Frederick, Mr. Frederick to me still, and was an unbelievable gentleman and a really cool guy. And it wasn't because of me. It was because Bob played for the team. I get it, but that's why I went to him.
Yeah.
You know? And he was my very first sponsor.
That's
and I'll
awesome.
Never forget him for that. Now, why do I bring that up today? Because Bob Frederick, who now runs the company, his son just got called up to the National Hockey League.
Wow.
And I think that is spectacular. Do you have the soundbite, Rock? The middle one.
Oh, of course.
No, the first one.
The moment he received the news
And so
Trent's
Bob Frederick
call.
Was on with Frank. They were teammates at the Smet. So I've known Frank since he played at the Smet. They were teammates, and this is what they talked about with Bob's son being called up.
He had a game Saturday night in Providence, and my wife, Gay, and I were watching it, and we watched him play. He had a real good game. And that was Saturday night. Game was over about 9:30. We were actually leaving to go to Cabo Sunday morning, and Trent was actually leaving to go to Cancun because the American Hockey League, their All-Star Week is this week. So he was off 4 days from Sunday to Thursday. So him and five of his teammates were heading to Cancun. So actually, my wife and I were packing to leave for Sunday morning, and then we got a FaceTime from Trent, which is unusual. And
yeah, boys don't FaceTime, do they? Boys never FaceTime. Girls do,
no,
but not
no.
Boys.
So from right, so getting the FaceTime from him was kind of unusual, and we answered the FaceTime, and he was sitting in the rink outside his locker room, and he told us the great news. It was unbelievable.
So I'm really happy for Bob. Like I said, I've known Bob all these years. Wonderful guy. Can you imagine being a dad and get it? I just think that's the coolest thing.
That is pretty awesome. Yep. That the amount of time that Bob put into Trent is equal to the amount of time Trent put into Trent. So you're succeeding too. You don't want to be the Todd Marinovich dad.
No.
But as much of a dad as you can enable them to help, you know,
that's
succeed.
Enable, right. That's the great word.
Yeah. Don't be an enabling parent, but enable them to work hard. All these words have good and bad connotations.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, yeah, that is when your son succeeds, so do you, because he ain't getting there without you. That's pretty cool. A couple things on that, though. Humble brag, though. We were going to Cabo to stay in our four-bedroom, and then we'll probably take the yacht out. Second thing is FaceTime. Boys do FaceTime. They FaceTime girls, and that's why Rock never does.
Disagree. Rock, what?
Disagree.
What?
I rejected multiple FaceTimes because I'm not doing it.
Oh, Rock, that's why.
I'm sorry. I'm not putting the time. I'm not sitting here with my phone in front of my face like this.
I don't. And the rest of us have it on a laptop or you have it on an iPad. For instance, when I was down in Naples, you're bored. I was training for the combine, and it's like you can only train so many hours a day. So like 6 o'clock at night, you're not. And I FaceTime Kara every night. You just sit there and talk and hang out because I'm away for 2 months, and you might as well.
That's as good a use as I've ever heard of using FaceTime.
You're just hanging
out. Most of it's wasted. That is good.
Thank you. Rock, you wouldn't FaceTime just to hang out? You're sitting in a hotel by yourself for 2 months.
No. In that case, this is why you married the girl, because she's cool, which is the fact that if I want, I would be fine with that. Put on the FaceTime and just let me do what I would normally do, but you're like there and we're like, the problem is that most people aren't cool like that. Again, hence my preface about why you married this girl, because you would have been an idiot.
I did exactly what I was doing. I would stretch out every night.
And that'd be fine. In my experience, if the girl FaceTimes me and then I put the FaceTime down, so it's still facing me and I can still see her, but then I pick up my controller and start doing something, or I'm on my laptop doing something, then I get berated and I'm like, okay, well then I'm not just going to sit here and talk to you for like an hour and do nothing else. First of all, I can't do that. I'm the kind of person who I always have my computer's on, my TV's on, and then I have my laptop going over to my left.
Right, so you never know what's happening.
Constantly happening in my life. So if you're asking me just to do one thing only, and you wondering why I'm getting really fidgety, there's a reason why. It's because I'm having to break out of a habit. At all times, I'm doing multiple things. Even if I'm watching TV, I'll have like the books app on my phone open, and I'll just be like skimming. A book. Like I'm constantly doing multiple things, and so that's the thing about FaceTime that bothers me, is that the expectation now that I can't do anything else. Because if I just put them on speaker, if I have my headset in, well, I can get away with doing whatever I want because they can't see what I'm doing. I can play a video game as long as I have it on mute, or I can do something on my laptop, and they don't know. That's never run into an issue with me. The issue is when they have a problem with the fact that I'm on my laptop while I'm talking to them.
Well, it was different. Like, I would...
That's why I never use FaceTime.
As soon as I...
It drives me nuts.
Got done with our training. So we would go... We'd work out in the morning. We'd work out multiple times a day when you're training for the combine. That's all you do is work out. But by 6 o'clock, you eat dinner, another salad or something. And then you just got to go back in your room. So I'd have a routine where I stretched out, and then you'd sit in an ice bath for a while.
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
Off topic. If you're working out so much, why'd you just have a salad? Didn't you need more calories, more fuel?
Oh, we had all sorts of protein and all the different things.
So you made up for it with supplements and other protein shakes and things like that?
Yes.
Okay.
You're not doing like a Michael Phelps diet?
No.
We're just like pounding calories.
No,
like
the thing
crazy.
Was, is we, so, I, and part of it is your personal build. I don't know how this works. And I'm.
So some of the defensive linemen were pounding calories like crazy, probably?
Yes. There were some guys that need to gain weight. This is anti-science. So.
Okay.
I don't know. But.
Not the first time you brought that, don't we?
But. My diet can stay the exact same. And if I go to the gym and I start working out like a madman, I gain weight. There's no science behind that. Calories equal pounds. I get it. 3,500 calories a pound, all that. I'm with you. I'm just telling you, when I go work out hard, I get bigger and I gain weight. I can eat the exact same thing and drink the exact same thing. And I don't know why that is. Again, somebody, if they did a real study, would probably tell me that's wrong and I'm stupid. but that's what it feels like to me.
Interesting.
So that's why I had to do that in order to stay around 204, which is the weight we aimed for there. When I was working out that hard, I couldn't be eating much because I would have just ballooned. And not in like I wouldn't, my body fat at the time was 6%.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be fat. It was just you.
Too big.
And is there a direct correlation between your weight, good lean muscle weight, and speed?
There wasn't for me. Interestingly.
Why not be big? Why not just be a badass?
I could have gotten to that point.
I might jack you across the middle.
Well, I couldn't have been at 225 pounds. You're not playing slot receiver anymore.
But if it didn't affect your speed, why not?
It probably...
See, I think
it probably affects your agility more than speed.
Okay.
And it affects...
I'd like to see it, just see how it would work.
Typically, your flexibility to some degree.
Right.
And all that.
But it shouldn't, if you're still working on your flexibility.
That's totally true.
I'm going to change the game. I'm changing the game.
You could. And I don't have a huge frame, as anybody who's ever seen me. I look like an accountant. So... But I did the fastest 40 I ever ran was at like 208 or something.
Hmm.
Whereas, you know,
higher than what you wanted to be, 204.
Yes. And that was when I was at Mizzou. But there are a lot of guys who like to run fast. They got to be 190. But to play their best, it's a weird thing.
It is. That's why it's interesting to me.
Henry Josie, Denari Alexander, and Melandis Woodland are the three guys that I was ever around. Manier Prince, another one. The four guys that I was ever around that had body weight around 3%. Body fat, excuse me.
My God, 3%.
And that's why they all got hurt all the time. Because there was no cushion anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Henry could eat any and everything that he wanted. Denario, same thing. Any and everything they wanted to. I'm talking truly 3%. Whereas most of us, like when I played at Mizzou, I was around 9-ish. That was we needed to be under 11 to be a receiver. They were like, look, you can't be a 15% body fat. And when you actually think about that too,
wow, Jimmy Hunt must have been cut. Holy, what the good Lord. I'm just thinking he was like 250. He was like 219 pounds, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was around.
He must have been absolutely just cut like
a
monster.
He actually wasn't that cut. I didn't say Jimmy Hunt. He wasn't like a 3% body fat.
Really? That's crazy to me.
No, he wasn't that cut. Now he's very fast and super physical, and Jimmy Hunt probably should have been a running back.
I wonder what his percentage was because he always looked.
I think it was probably around the rest of us, 10, 11, 12. Right, but he wasn't like Manier Prince is like, you know, the guys that you see where it looks like the rest of us have skin and then there's like fascia under the skin.
It looks like you're seeing every muscle fiber.
Yes. It's like somebody just put Saran wrap around their actual muscles and there's nothing else there.
Right.
That's how Manier Prince looked. But he was fragile for that reason. He also had some other issues. There was, in practice, if you guys remember, he got kind of blindsided on a punt return drill, but it was during a scrimmage, so you're kind of you don't ever want to blindside your teammate, but on the other side, you're doing something live, you got to hit him, and he sort of got blindsided, and he was paralyzed for about a day, and he never played football again after that.
Yeah,
there was something that they did an MRI and said, hey, you should never have been playing in the first place. Manier, by the way, one of the greatest dudes I ever played with, really nice guy. So anyway, it's him, Denari Alexander, everybody knows his story of injuries. Henry Josie, everybody knows his story of that injury. And then Melandis Woodland he really didn't get hurt much. But it's because truly we're talking 3-5% body fat down in the danger zone where they tell you, you really, if you want to stay healthy and play football, you need to be 6-7%. You need to be, you get around the three where there's no cushion, somebody's going to hit you and you're going to break. That's how this works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're on track, that's one thing. So you do have to have something, and that's the thing about a slot receiver. You ever seen a super cut up crazy slot receiver? Most of us got a little bit of cushion. We're not like the 3%, you know.
Yeah.
Most of us are around probably 8-9% body fat. And when you actually think about it, have you ever seen a pound of fat?
No.
They used to show that to us. They say, here's what a pound of muscle looks like, and it's fairly small because it's dense. And here's a pound of fat, and it's gigantic. It looks like a calf
big
muscle.
Big glob, yeah.
Yeah, like this is a pound of fat. So you think about that, and then they're like, all right, so go by percentage. If you're 10% body fat and you're 200 pounds, you got 20 of those things sitting in your body somewhere.
Wow.
There's one guy that I played with. I'm not going to tell you his name. Well, I'll tell you off here. I'm not going to tell everybody his name. That was 44% body fat at nearly 300 pounds. Think about that.
Oh, my.
That means your body is made up of 120 plus pounds of fat.
Holy cow.
Even linemen, they're typically around 20, you know, 25, and, you know, you get up at 30, 44. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, we're way off. I don't even know what the topic is. But that's the kind of crazy stuff that when you know somebody's going to make it. I never knew a guy that came in that was – they call them Big 12 standards. Now they call them SEC standards or whatever, where you had to come in – I don't know if you ever seen me wear that gold triple 10 shirt. It's a Missouri had 10. They called them Big 12 standards, where you had to hit 300 pounds in bench for each position group. You had your own unique ones, but you had to run a 4.5 40. You had to hit 300 pound bench. You got to have, I think it was a 450 pound squat, like a 320 pound clean. You went through all the different stuff. 36 inch vertical jump, maybe.
no shot.
All the different stuff. And body fat was one of them. You had to be under 11%. You had to be under 11%. If you were at 11, that was too big. And so you have 10 of these, and they say once you hit all 10 of these, that for us says you're ready to play Big 12 football. And so not all the guys made it, obviously. And the triple 10 was a big deal. There's only a few of us that ever got it because that meant you were healthy. The reason a lot of guys didn't make it a lot of times is because you had to do it 3 consecutive testing cycles. And you had to hit it every time. And it didn't matter if you were injured or not.
I had no idea that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Obviously, it didn't preclude you from playing if you couldn't hit those. If you could go out and make them all without, you know, if you were 35% body fat, but you were scoring 9 touchdowns a game, great. But it was kind of a unique. They said
it was a standard we wanted everybody to shoot for.
That's right. And so, you know, that the hardest one for me, because I have short legs, is you had to hit a 10-foot broad jump. Standing, the way they do the broad jump is you stand with your toes behind the line, and then your heels have to land
across
the 10 foot. So you're jumping a lot further than that because it's where the back of your heels start. I guess
at least another foot, at least. Yeah.
And that was always the hardest for me. We had guys who could jump. Michael Agnew could jump like 11.2, 11.3. Denario could jump like 11. I the first I ever jumped was like 10.2. I was right at that 10. You got short legs; it's hard, long ways to go. That is, and they did all these studies, and they said, you know, or at least they told us they did all these studies, you know, this is what it looks like. If you want to be a Big 12 receiver, somebody that's successful, these, and I think the studies they did probably is, who are the all-conference Big 12 guys, and what are their combine stats? And here's what they are, and here's what you need to be if you want to be any good here. So it gave you something to shoot for. Anyway, I'm rambling about nothing. So let's go to break, and we will come back. We have some interesting... This is one day old, so I imagine it hasn't changed too much. Some interesting Super Bowl numbers for commercial costs. That's always one of my favorite stats that come out around this time. And we will dive some more into that. And I do want to finish up our baseball talk as well, too. So we'll get back into that in a bit. It's Hardline.